Texte numéro 114. The Trials of Managing Australia's Feral Pigs. Controlling millions of feral pigs is a serious problem, but for some recreational hunters it's a family affair. Natasha and her husband Daniel supplement their income through Boring Australia, a YouTube channel that documents their pig hunting across the country. Despite the grisly public perception, Natasha says it's not a blood sport. There is no shortage of their chosen game. Feral pigs cover 45% of the Australian landmass, and the Invasive Species Council estimates their numbers fall between 2 and 4 million, depending on the season. They cause $100 million worth of damage to the agricultural sector each year. Feral pigs have a devastating impact on the landscape, threatening the habitat of 149 threatened species by digging up soil and vegetation, fouling waterways, and preying on smaller animals such as reptiles, frogs, and eggs, including turtle eggs. They are also, the council says, vectors for diseases. The National Feral Pig Action Plan, endorsed in October 2021, suggests using a range of methods to control pig numbers, including shooting, baiting, trapping, and fencing. Our aim is to get populations of feral pigs down as low as possible and to keep them there over the long term, because we know that if we don't, if we start and then stop, they will recover very quickly, a coordinator at the National Feral Pig Action Plan says. Pig hunting is sometimes portrayed as one of the last bastions of the rural redneck. But the Game Hunters Association of Australia, GHAA, which has been in operation for 25 years and has more than 500 members, promotes a different image. We don't go out there and blast everything that moves. We practice ethical hunting, says the GHAA president. We work with the property owner to target pest species. For example, he may have pigs on a crop and we will go in and clear them. We like to hunt at distances of between 50 to 150 metres because that involves hunting and stalking. And whenever you pull that trigger, you have to know where that bullet is going to go. Members of GHAA must hold a current gun licence and undergo mandatory training that covers hunter ethics, safety, policy, insurance, and first aid. The property owner is assured the shooters are people we have vetted, trained, and are competent and capable, the president says. Yet for all the training and technology, he acknowledges the role of recreational hunters in controlling feral pigs is a contentious issue, but adds, "If you ask the farmers, they couldn't do without us." Adapted from The Guardian Australia, December 2023.